KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Sports is being brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And take a look at sports here this morning, starting off with high school basketball from around the area last night. And here in Atlantic, the Atlantic Trojans had an important conference matchup against Lewis Central. And the Titans found a way to beat the Trojans once again here this season, the second victory for Lewis Central over Atlantic here on the boys' basketball season, as Lewis Central wins it 59-58 in overtime, as Lewis Central went on a late 6-0 run to tie the ball game. And then they were able to bounce back and forth. Lewis Central had a chance to win it with a shot with 10 seconds left in the ball game, but the miss there from Reed was just off the mark, and Alex Reed, the star player there for the Titans, and missed that one off the mark. It went into overtime, and it was tied early on at 49 apiece, but Lewis Central responded with four straight points with a couple of buckets and took the lead and held on to it until the closing seconds. Dalton Franken hit a three-pointer right at the end that made the margin a little bit closer at that 59-58 mark, as Lewis Central pulls off the victory there in overtime. Dalton Franken did have 24 points in the loss there for the Trojans. Other basketball scores, the game we had for you here on KJN last night on the boys' side was the Exira EHK Spartans with a 60-39 victory over Walnut, as the Spartans extended their lead in the second half and were led by Zach Himmelberg with 21 points on the night. Other boys' games from last night, Adair Casey 72-56 over East Green. Ankeny Christian beat Cam 51-29. It was Audubon 74-55 over Missouri Valley. Boone was a 76-50 winner over Winterset. Carroll topped Carlisle 84-59. Clorinda over Shenandoah 68-31. Clorinda Academy topped South Page 71-46. Coon Rapids Bayard 61-44 over Panorama. Corning beat Central Decatur 73-47. Wayne was a 63-38 winner over Bedford. Also in boys hoops, Creston 55-42 over Red Oak. East Mills topped Fremont Mills 44-41. It was Nottoway Valley of Greenfield 83-41 over Southeast Warren, as Nottoway Valley clinches that Pride of Iowa Conference title, their 11th title in 16 years. Guthrie Center a 48-38 winner over Van Meter. It was Kemper Catholic 70-63 over Denison Schleswig. Lincoln East of Nebraska 70-38 over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. Madrid was a 66-55 winner over West Central Valley of Stewart. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Lenox 66-59. Mount Air over Pleasantville 56-48. Tri-Center topped AHST 74-42. It was Riverside with a big performance last night, 64-51 over Trainer, as they're able to clinch a share of the Western Iowa Conference title, something they haven't done in an awfully long time. They were led by Ricky Williams with 27 points and 20 rebounds, and that win there for the Bulldogs, and a big one at home. And a big victory there for them, and that win over Trainer makes those two teams tie for the Western Iowa Conference title. They'll share it. Orion Maxburg 39-33 over Glidden Ralston. It was Sydney 64-46 over Villisca. Sioux City East 74-31 over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. It was Stanton 45-40 over Essex, and Underwood beat Griswold 51-39. In the Western Valley Conference tournament, it was River Valley 47-40 over Whiting. It was West Harrison 63-57 over Westwood of Sloan. Also in the third place game, Kingsley Pearson topped Onawa West Monona 68-62. And some postponements as well in the Western Valley Conference tournament. The Westside Arweva and Maple Valley Anton Oto game was postponed. Logan Magnolia, Notable Arthur, Battle Creek, Ida Grove postponed. Woodbine and Ridgeview also was postponed last night, and Bowyer Valley against Woodbury Central was postponed as well in the Western Valley Conference tournament on the boys' side. In the girls' basketball scores from last night, it was Lewis Central topping Atlantic 52-26. Adair Casey 53-27 over East Green. Ankeny Christian 67-59 over Cam. Bedford topped Wayne 62-37. Carroll a 44-41 winner over Carlisle. Clarinda 66-45 over Shenandoah. Corning beat Central Decatur 42-39. Creston over Red Oak 55-44. It was Exira EHK in a game you heard here on KJN with a 64-35 win over Walnut as Maddie Peppers led the way for the Spartans with 21 points. In Ottawa Valley 45-35 over Southeast Warren. Kemper Catholic topped Denison Schleswig 56-46. Martinsdale St. Mary's 63-14 over Lennox. Missouri Valley beat Audubon last night 52-46 as Missouri Valley wins the Western Iowa Conference title on the girls' side. Panorama 42-34 over Coon Rapids Baird. It was Sioux City East 66-11 over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. Stanton topped Essex 64-39. Trainer over Riverside 53-28. Underwood 44-29 over Griswold. Van Meter beat Guthrie Center 35-32. Villisca over Sydney 53-29. West Central Valley of Stewart 49-36 over Madrid. And Winterset topped Boone 47-39. Those are girls' high school hoop scores for you from last night. In other sporting news, for the Iowa women's basketball team, they received some bad news. Iowa junior guard Jamie Printy is the team's leading scorer. She'll miss the rest of the season with a knee injury. Hawkeyes coach Lisa Bluter said Friday that Printy tore the ACL in her left knee in an 85-79 win over Wisconsin Thursday night. Printy, who tore the same ligament as a sophomore in high school, is set to have surgery within the next 2 weeks and is expected to return for the 2012-2013 season, as the Hawkeyes are 13-10 overall and 5-5 in Big Ten play. Also, big news for the Iowa football team, as Iowa offensive coordinator Ken O'Keefe has resigned after 13 seasons, leaving the Hawkeyes for another coaching position. He'll take a position with the Miami Dolphins' new coaching staff. The Hawkeyes didn't say Friday where O'Keefe is going, but reports have come out that he's going to Miami to be their wide receivers coach. The surprise departure, which was first reported by the Des Moines Register, leaves both coordinator jobs open at Iowa. Coach Kirk Ferentz is expected to name a replacement for longtime defensive coordinator Norm Parker next week. The 58-year-old O'Keefe is the only offensive coordinator Ferentz has ever had, and O'Keefe was known for running a balanced pro-style attack at Iowa. The Hawkeyes finished 58th in the country in scoring offense in 2011, averaging 27.5 points per game. In college basketball, we've got a game for you here on the radio later on this afternoon, and that's the Iowa Hawkeyes traveling on the road to take on the Penn State Nittany Lions, and actually that will be at home at Carver Hawkeye Arena over in Iowa City, as Gary Dolphin and Bobby Hanson and the crew will bring you the broadcast. We'll have it for you here on KJN, AM 1220 and FM 101.1 later on here for you this afternoon, and that'll be a 1 o'clock pregame, 2 o'clock tip-off for that one here today, as Iowa looks for its second straight win here today. They rallied to beat Minnesota 63-59 on Wednesday night. The Nittany Lions are 2-8 in the Big Ten and have yet to win a league road game. Iowa will honor its 1986-87 team here today as well by wearing gold throwback uniforms. Also, the Iowa State men's basketball team is on the road today to take on Oklahoma, and that one being played down in Norman. That's going to be a 5 o'clock tip time tonight between Iowa State and Oklahoma. That's going to be on television on ESPN2. Iowa State will go for its fifth win in six games. The Cyclones beat K-State 72-70 on Tuesday night in exciting fashion with Royce White's jumper with 1.8 seconds left. Oklahoma has won five straight over Iowa State and nine of its last 11 games overall. The Sooners have also won their last seven home games against the Cyclones as well. And the Iowa State women's basketball team will be at home for a 1 o'clock tip-off later this afternoon, as they'll be taking on Texas here today in Ames. And we'll have women's basketball for you on Sunday as well, as the Iowa women will take on Indiana. That's a 12:45 pregame start time coming up on Sunday afternoon. That's a look at some of the latest sports for you here this morning on KJN. Sports has been brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.